If Republicans take control of Congress in the midterms, they will bring a much different approach to science policy than the Democrats. Many in the GOP have been skeptical about the way federal agencies have handled COVID. Conservative lawmakers questioned isolation, vaccines, and even the virus's origin, sometimes citing unproven or limited evidence. Rachel Cause will tell us more. She's a Washington correspondent for our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Rachel, hello.
Thanks for having me.
So, big picture, if the GOP takes the House, what's on the line here regarding science?
So I think there's a chance that the GOP could take the House and the Senate in the midterm elections. And I think there's a possibility that the whole tone and attitude of Congress toward the scientific establishment, especially in the government, will change dramatically. Because the leaders on the Republican side who are poised to take control of these committees would have authority to conduct investigations and hold hearings and force federal officials to testify, and they would have influence over budget decisions. So I really can't emphasize enough how different the attitude will be toward public health officials on issues like COVID-19 funding and research into, you know, viruses and different diseases, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. But it is important to note that President Biden will still be in the White House. So there's a limited amount they can do legislatively. Yeah. So it'll be more about rhetoric.
Okay, so let's dive in to some specific lawmakers. There's the libertarian-leaning Rand Paul. Now, he could step into a more prominent role on a Senate health committee should Republicans take the Senate. What does Paul want to accomplish?
So he has a personal beef, I guess, with Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, you know, leads a division at NIH, you know, has obviously been a key figure in the both the Trump administration and the Biden administration's pandemic responses. And he is planning to retire from that position in December. But that said, Senator Paul, you know, has said he doesn't care about the retirement. He's planning to subpoena documents and, you know, conduct investigations into U.S. support for, you know, research abroad into different kind of viruses. So I think he certainly has, you know, personal conflict with Dr. Fauci that he, you know, is looking forward to having some actual legislative authority to kind of investigate these issues and put more public pressure on him.
So would you say this is really about the beef that Rand Paul has with Dr. Fauci? Or might there be some real concerns about how the pandemic was managed that need to be investigated?
So there are still a lot of things that we don't know about kind of how COVID-19, you know, started to spread among humans. And I think it's presumptuous to say that, you know, anyone has the right answers. You know, I think there is, you know, legitimate fact-finding that could be helpful in that process, but it's kind of a fine line between that and conspiracy. And I think it's a very fine line that Republicans will have to walk in trying to, you know, moderate how they're talking about these issues.
So we've all heard this saying, and I think probably people who vote Democratic would be in this camp, that I believe in science. Science is real. Do you feel like that is on the line if the Republicans take the House and or the House and Senate?
I would say that this is a reflection of larger attitudes toward science in the electorate, given kind of the quote-unquote lockdowns, given, you know, distrust about vaccines and, you know, the necessity of those and just larger public sentiments. I wouldn't say that this would be, you know, the beginning of that. I think we've already seen that trend play out. And we've seen, you know, violence against public health officials at unprecedented rates. And we really have seen distrust in institutions, you know, over time. That's a larger trend. But I think it's really playing out acutely toward the kind of federal scientific establishment right now. And this certainly, you know, is an inflaming of that tension. If these inquiries do go forward, if we do have contentious hearings, but I see it as a larger reflection of a lack of trust among kind of the American public.
So we know another pandemic could be possible. What would a GOP control of Congress mean for federal preparedness?
So the current GOP kind of leader on this issue, Richard Burr, is actually retiring, and it's unclear whether the rest kind of the Republican Party would be willing to contribute any further funding to this pandemic, not to mention the next pandemic. So the odds aren't looking very good.
That's Rachel Kors. She's a Washington correspondent for our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Rachel, thank you.
Thanks so much.